You're listening to SBS News.
Now, catching a wave is all about seeing it coming and getting yourself into the right position before it breaks on top of you. Innovation is the same. But when was the last time that Australia caught a really big wave of change?
A call for innovation from CSIRO Chief Executive Larry Marshall, as the science agency's once-in-a-decade report outlines a series of megatrends Australia is expected to experience over the next 20 years. More frequent extreme weather events, the lingering impacts of the coronavirus crisis, and an increasingly online world are just some of the trends we are likely to observe over the next two decades. As we live in an increasingly volatile and uncertain world, he says a coordinated international effort is more important than ever before.
Megatrends give a name to the uncomfortable truths and the massive opportunities that will literally shape our future. But they also give us the power to create a version of that future where we prosper if we act. If you can't see them coming, they can be devastating. On the other hand, if you can see them, if you can understand them, if you can harness them, then they can power you into a better future.
The top three trends listed in the report include adapting to the impacts of climate change, increasing reliance on renewable energy, and learning to live in a post-pandemic world. Climate Council CEO Amanda McKenzie says immediate action on climate change is critical, requiring a coordinated response from the federal government, state governments, business and community groups. She says Australia is already behind and must act now to reverse the impacts of climate change.
The CSIRO report makes clear what has already been made clear in many other reports, that the cost of failing to tackle climate change will be absolutely enormous for Australia. It talks about $39 billion a year from extreme weather events by 2050. We've already seen catastrophic consequences, whether it's from Black Summer or whether it was from the most recent flooding events. Some communities inundated repeatedly over and over again with these, very unusual conditions.
But Ms. McKenzie says it's not all doom and gloom.
But on the flip side, we have a lot to benefit if we tackle the challenge and we can capitalise on those opportunities as the sunniest country in the world. We have huge opportunities in renewable power as well as batteries to support that power. There's already initiatives to potentially export Australian renewable energy to Asia. We could be leading the world in terms of clean manufacturing because we could have the cheapest source of new power here. We have a lot of the critical minerals for the transition globally to renewable energy.
Larry Marshall says the health of our population in a post-pandemic world is tied to the megatrends focused on the digitisation of services and promise of artificial intelligence. He says Australia is lagging behind other countries in capitalising on these inevitable developments in exciting new ways. Artificial intelligence is already part of the solution in areas as diverse as vaccine manufacturing and drought predictions. But Australia must embrace innovation and the creation of new jobs in order to reap the benefits.
Now, it's true, digital technologies and in particular artificial intelligence will literally consume many of the jobs that we know today. The uncomfortable truth, we've focused on the threat to existing jobs instead of seizing future opportunities, particularly for our regions where teleworking, online access and revolutionary future business models and industries can literally be transformative.
It's clear that the world is experiencing escalating geopolitical tensions, evident from the war in Ukraine and ongoing tensions in the Asia-Pacific region. But what is most important about this megatrend is rallying science in a global effort to combat recent challenges as diverse as disrupted supply chains caused by the COVID-19 pandemic or increasing threats to cybersecurity, says Mr. Marshall.
It took a global pandemic to get the nation to turn to science for solutions. Trust in science led Australia's response to COVID-19. And we can build on that trust now to put science at the centre of a united response to the challenges ahead. As I've said repeatedly, there is much more that we must do, but science can show us the way.
Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.